Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Small plane crash at Northeast Wyoming Regional Airport leaves three with minor injuries. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. No serious injuries were reported after a small plane crashed Sunday afternoon at the Northeast Wyoming Regional Airport. According to a press release from the Campbell County Government Public Information Office, the crash was detected by a cell phone's automatic crash alert feature, prompting first responders to the scene. They found a single-engine Piper PA-28 plane significantly damaged within the airport operations area. The pilot and two passengers, a husband and wife, were aboard. The pilot reported smelling fuel shortly after takeoff before the plane lost power. He managed to bring the aircraft down in a nearby field. The passengers sustained minor injuries and were taken to the hospital for evaluation. Preliminary investigations indicate that the crash happened shortly after takeoff. The National Transportation Safety Board has taken over the investigation. Man arrested after assault at fireside. A 22-year-old man was arrested early Sunday morning after a domestic violence incident at Fireside escalated into an assault on a pregnant woman. According to the Gillette News Record, police say Trey Brinson attacked his 24-year-old girlfriend during an argument in the parking lot. According to Deputy Chief Brent Wasson, Brinson began punching her, forced her into the car, and continued striking her before strangling her. Hearing her screams for help, three bystanders approached the vehicle. Brinson jumped into the driver's seat of the black Jeep and reversed rapidly, striking a pregnant 24-year-old female bystander with the open passenger door. The pregnant woman was taken to Campbell County Health for treatment. The girlfriend declined medical attention. Brinson was located shortly after near 6th Street and Butler Spaith Road. He now faces charges including strangulation of a household member, domestic violence battery, and aggravated assault. The investigation is ongoing. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.